All right, I want to tell you about Brain FM. Some days, our focus is stretched thin. Different sources of stimulation regularly wear on our attention. Working from home can obviously exacerbate these issues. At best, curated playlists can be a crapshoot. Whether they'll actually push you to be more productive, who knows? This is why we use Brain FM. These guys have neural phase locking audio technology and fire soundtracks that shift your neurons into focus mode. Visit brainfm.com. That's www.brainfm.com. Use the promo code DIRECTIMPACT for great discounts. That's direct impact with no spaces. Now, visit the link in our show notes. Welcome to Direct Impact, where we discuss the various ways our mental health and quality of life intersect. I'm your host, Andrea Epstein, licensed professional counselor, master's addictions counselor, and certified sex therapist. Think of our time together as focused self-reflection mixed with insight, passion, and empowerment. Now, take a deep breath. Now let's dive in and see what impacts you today. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Andrea Epstein, and you are listening to the Direct Impact Podcast. And this is a candid conversation, and Mary is here to talk with us today about gut health and just having a candid conversation about it. But I cannot express the importance of gut health when it comes to mental health and psychological well-being and central nervous system support and all of those things. We have learned so much about our central intelligence system inside that amazing gut of yours just in the last decade. So welcome, Mary.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me. I love talking gut health. This is great.
Yeah. It's so freaking important. Mm-hmm. Is there anything in particular that you do for your gut and you've seen benefits?
I definitely try to take a pre or a probiotic, one of those that has like the, I think at least, what is it, 1,000, 1,000,000 cultures? I try to find a good one. But I just find it so interesting. Like the thing that stuck out with me, I have a book on it when I was in grad school, was just our gut brain axis. Mm-hmm. That stuck out with me. And I was like, yeah, we got to take care of our guts in order to have good mental health. Yeah.
So some of the first things that I learned, and some of this has to do with gut health, some of it goes a little outside of that. But when it comes to anxiety, it is so important to have really, really good gut health. And a lot of us struggle with anxiety and an inability to stay in what's called our window of tolerance. So to be able to stay focused and engage in our frontal lobes, to be able to see and attune and focus and process information correctly, all of that really does go back to complex amino acids and gut health. So 200 billion cultures of your pre and probiotics are going to be what we would consider to be a therapeutic dose if you're struggling with anxiety. Now, pre and probiotics are so important for gut health. We want to really take good care of our gut biome, right? Like we really want to take good care of that. But if you are struggling with anxiety, look at your complex amino acids and your pre and probiotic and make sure that it's at least 200 billion a day, because that is where you begin to see a therapeutic dose for anxiety. But I just wanted to like put that out there because when people take their wellness shots and their pre and probiotic shots, which are wonderful, and I do that too, but I also take enough to make sure that it's helping me with my mental health.
I agree, because I think we don't realize, as you know, society, when we think mental health, oh, it's just in our heads, oh, it's just emotions, when it's like, no, there's so many things that go into it. Our bodies are responding to our stressors. Mm-hmm. They're seeing it. Like, I think I read somewhere that a lot of women go through autoimmune issues. And a lot of, if you think of it, it's linked to our mental health or stress. Because like the girl I saw a video had huge like Thrive outbreak. And she's like, oh, it was just allergies. And she's like, no, it was my stress. My stress was getting so bad that I didn't realize that it was linked and showing up and manifesting in a physical way.
So many internal factors, external factors, but we have a whole body.
Yes.
And we talk a lot on this podcast about our whole self, mm-hmm. you know, our brain heart, our heart heart, our gut heart and brain, right? So our head brain, our heart brain, our gut brain, our genitalia brain, like we talk about our whole self because they all work together in tandem to take care of you and to keep you healthy and fit and vibrant and to have a life worth living, right? And that's what we want for you, is to have a vibrant life, where you wake up in the morning, it's like, yes, thank you. I can't wait to dive into this day. But our gut health is a big part of that. Mm-hmm. And so when I think of my regimen, I've been on a gut health journey, and it's been a journey most of my life. I was diagnosed with IBS when I was, I think, 14 or 15. So really trying to take care and learn about my gut health. And now, I mean, it starts in the morning, but I need to say that starts in the morning after a 12-hour fast, mm-hmm. at least a 12-hour. Sometimes I do 16, but it's only through, you know, at certain times of the month. And we could do a whole episode on why that is. But certain times of the month, and this has to do with women and hormones and moon cycle and all of that stuff. But every night, I'm going to make sure I have 12 hours of no food, and not just no food, but no taste, no flavor, no nothing. And it's for a period of what we call rest and digest. Your gut needs a period of rest and digest, and that's just healthy for it. And then when you do start to re-engage and reintroduce food into your system the next day, you want to make sure that it is something like a very healthy yogurt with, you know, probiotics in it, right? And so probiotics and something that might be like a kombucha or, you know, something with live and living organisms in it, right? Because to take really good care of that gut biome, and it's like, it's supposed to like dance. And I literally imagine when I, like, after my rest and digest period, and I'm taking that, you know, shot of my probiotic yogurt, I'm like, my gut's dancing right now. And then I have a few raspberries because I know what raspberries do for my mm-hmm. gut. And then, you know, so just making sure yeah. also like what food I put in my body is supporting my gut biome and giving my body what it needs to thrive. And I mean, I see what you eat, Mary. Like, I mean, we both have very interesting, yeah. very interesting lunches. But you can tell that there's a lot of thought put into what's on the plate, how many mm-hmm. colors are on the plate, you know, what types of proteins mm-hmm. and plant protein and like,
for sure. It's something that this year I've noticed just in the first month, like of January, that I'm trying to be more conscious of getting some more fruits and vegetables in my diet. Because unfortunately, the way that I live, that there's like, I'll be in the office for like mm-hmm. from 10 to 7. So by the time I get home, I'm like starving. Mm-hmm. And what I recognize, it's like quick, fast meals. There's no real sustenance or nutritional mm-hmm. value to it. So I was like, no, I have to be a little more intentional with this and take care of myself. Yeah. If I'm going to love myself this way, mm-hmm. here's one way I can do it. And it's been just like, let me incorporate maybe some more vegetables, like eating it with hummus, having mm-hmm. a dip at some more fiber or something, because even that, I think we as a whole people don't get enough fiber to help our digestion.
Right. You know? Absolutely. Absolutely. And the things that we thought were high in fiber before, they are, but they're also high in sugar. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, like being really mindful yeah. of the things that we're putting on our plate and really just being invested in the amount mm-hmm. of colors and vitamins yeah. and everything it offers. So, like my salad yesterday, I put quinoa on it mm-hmm. and it was spinach. So just raw spinach, mm-hmm. quinoa. I just put two carrots. I put almonds on there and I put some chai and some hemp seed. Mm-hmm. You know, those yeah. are things that mm-hmm. I do that for my gut. I mean, like when I think about like, what do I want to put on my salad? I'm thinking about mm-hmm. my gut. It had blueberries in it. It had raspberries mm-hmm. in it and a vinaigrette. But like, those are things that I'm really thinking about. I mean, think about all of those colors. Mm-hmm. And when my gut dances, you know, I feel good mentally, emotionally, physically. Mm-hmm. My energy levels are different. And I can tell that it really does impact, and there's going to be much more research coming out on this in the future, but it really impacts my hormones and the way that my hormones provide information to my body. And so like all the information is like flowing nice on this super highway, and I can feel it. So let's talk about Olipop. Just Thrive. Let's talk about the ways that you can really support your gut health with our sponsors that are also supporting our show.
It's, I think, like these two sponsors, especially Olipop, that to me has been my personal favorite, just because it's an easy way to take care of yourself without thinking, you know, because like Olipop's got like pre and probiotic in it. They use like really great ingredients like cassava root and other whole ingredients to help create a soda that is still tasteful, but not full of sugar.
Right.
You know, because even like I even said this to you the other day, like even my sparkling water I had. What is it? That fake sugar, that aspartame. Yeah. Oh. And I was like, oh, no wonder it tastes good, but yeah, can't have, don't need that in our lives.
I will not even tell you what that does to your gut.
Yeah. So at least with,
I told you, but I'm not gonna die. It's gross.
We'll keep that one. It's a direct impact podcast.
We'll save that later. Yeah.
But at least with Olipop, you know, for all of us who don't know where to start or, you know, don't want to give up the sugary drink, here's a way we can replace it slowly and introduce something different. And maybe, you know, you'll see a difference in your gut health to be like, oh, wow, I feel better. My energy is better. I have some mental clarity throughout the day. And then same with Just Thrive. They're a great sponsor for us, our affiliate that provides pre and probiotics. They've got a variety of things. They've got like a calm supplement.
They do.
An immunity support one. My favorite one is the pet pre and probiotic. I was like, great, we can take care of our furry friends. That's awesome.
That's right. And it's going to help with their mental clarity, their anxiety, their sense of well-being. I mean, I think that's what it comes down to, is like we're finding that these pre and probiotics and just good gut health, it gives your body and your nervous system a sense of well-being.
Yeah.
I mean, that ties into our mental health. I mean, it's so closely connected. And these are two ways we wanted to introduce that opportunity for well-being to our audience. Like, please support us by buying Olipop and introducing that. You know, get rid of the soda. Bring in Olipop. You know, introduce Just Thrive twice a day. I mean, you can read the label, but we talked about what therapeutic doses are, and honestly, there's gut health, and then there's enough for mental health, and they have a lot of different options for you. It's really a great company. I really like what they're about. And I mean, trust me, if we're going to introduce something to our audience, we've gone before you. So please do consider supporting our podcast and supporting your gut health by, you know, checking out Just Thrive and Olipop and listen to this as many times as you need to. And just know that your gut and your mental health are directly connected and correlated. You cannot have one without the other.
Yeah. So for Olipop, guys, just, you know, use code Direct Impact at your checkout. You'll get 15% off. And for Just Thrive, follow the link in our show notes.
Scroll down. Check out the scroll notes, the show notes. All right, guys. Thanks so much. And if this was useful, please share it with a friend. Bye for now.
Does anyone else feel like they just earned an extra brain wrinkle? Do you feel like that went by way too fast and just cannot wait till the next episode? Then leave a review and share this episode with a friend, a loved one, a coworker, or whomever, because your valued feedback makes a direct impact.
Thank you for dropping in. Snaps to you, because you have made a direct impact by listening to this podcast. Make sure to follow us on social media and stay tuned every week for a new episode of Direct Impact with Andrea Epstein.
Here is our disclaimer and legal language.
Yes, I'm a psychotherapist. But guess what? I'm not your psychotherapist. And I need to be clear that this podcast is solely for enhancement, education, and entertainment purposes only. It is in absolutely no way a replacement for professional counseling services. If you feel like you need additional support, we strongly encourage you to seek that out today. Hey there, friend. We've all heard the saying, trust your gut, but do you really trust it? Sometimes our gut, both our bowels and our instincts, can feel a bit out of whack. I know mine sure can. Did you know that our brains and our guts are connected? If you've been listening to this podcast, you might have heard that a time or two, but it's more complex and interesting than you might know, and we are learning more and more about the gut-brain interaction all the time. Our vagus nerve connects our brain to our gut, and inside the gut, many neurotransmitters are produced, like GABA, which helps regulate the emotions of fear, panic, anxiety, and overwhelm. So why wouldn't you want to take care of your gut if it's so critical to your overall mental and emotional health? One way I choose to care for my gut is by taking pre and probiotics by Just Thrive. Just Thrive offers many supplements to help with overall wellness, like immunity support, protecting against sources of glucose, mood support, and maintaining a healthy urinary tract. Also, fun fact, Just Thrive offers a probiotic for your furry friends. Yes, your pets. How awesome is that? Okay, following the show, scroll down to our show notes and click Just Thrive to start taking care of your wonderful gut today. Hey guys, it's your host, Andrea. I have a question for you. How frustrating is it that you have to pay your hard-earned money to see? Personally, I've been wearing corrective lenses since the fourth grade, and the cost has really added up over the years. If you're like me and actually value your dollar, then check out iBuyDirect.com. iBuyDirect has many styles and affordable frames that fit your unique personality. Need specialty lenses like blue light filtering? No problem. iBuyDirect provides many options for customization like bifocals, progressives, tinted lenses, and more. Do you have 20/20 vision? Great! iBuyDirect has you covered too, with many sunglasses options that will allow you to express and enhance your individualized style. Do you like premium brands? I do. iBuyDirect carries Ray-Ban, Oakley, Vogue, just to name a few. Click the iBuyDirect link in our show notes and get affordable custom eyewear today.